My name is Lisa Dent. I know I'm new to you, been around a little bit, but happy to be filling in for Bob Surratt. He's on vacation this week, and of course, I'm surrounded by the team that you all know and trust, so we'll keep you up to date on anything that's happening. Property taxes. Did you get your bill? I got my bill, and I saw that my property taxes went up by 8%, which I consider to be pretty sizable, so I was investigating on how to appeal and how long you have to appeal, and you really have a very small window. And then I saw what was happening in Pilsen. I thought, okay, it's not just people and their property taxes. It's also small business owners and their property taxes, which forces them into a situation that is hard to navigate. So Juan Huron is on the phone. How are you this morning, Juan?
Very good. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you.
I saw you on TV, and I thought you were well-spoken. And you're a small business owner, right?
That's correct. We have a bookstore in Pilsen. The bookstore's been there since 1985.
And the bookstore, you cater to some audiences that really don't have... I mean, so tell me about the bookstore, because what I gathered is that you offer print in Spanish and in English. Is that correct?
That's correct. But we found this niche that was very helpful for us. We were able to sell books in Spanish that are imported from Mexico and Spain. And so these books... offer a unique opportunity for many people to continue to conserve our language, our culture in the area. And so it's been a community, a reunion place for many, many years.
That's great. And you got your property tax bill, right?
Property tax bill was a shocker. When I saw that, I thought, surely it must be a mistake. This can't be. We were hit with a 350% increase.
350% increase. I thought my 8% was a little too much to handle. I can't imagine a 350% increase.
So to put it in real terms, what that physically translates into is from 26,000 to 85,000.
And is this because the tax assessor's office, they're looking at the value of properties that have gone up so dramatically, or what did they say that's based on?
Well, two things. First of all, I believe it's flawed. The evaluation process doesn't make any rhyme or reason. They say, based on speculation, that our property has increased. Although we are not selling, we haven't sold any properties nearby, and yet they have determined that our property is now so expensive that they need to charge a higher amount of tax. And so everyone who owns a commercial or industrial property is being hit, and it just seems unfair for us to be carrying this load so quickly in such a short amount of time. So I could live with an 8% increase. I would love to have an 8% increase.
Right.
Not 350%.
Yeah, you got to sell a lot of books to cover that kind of increase. And you said you've had your bookstore there for how long?
Since 1985. And unfortunately, because of this increase, we would inevitably be priced out. And unfortunately, the bookstore would be just unsustainable at that level. Unsustainable.
So did you team together with other people in Pilsen who are experiencing the same thing, or is this unique to you?
So I thought it might have been unique to us. I thought, you know what, there must be a mistake. Somebody used an extra finger there and just made an error, and I thought it was just us. But then when we started speaking with other commercial owners, we found out that no, there was a workshop that was held at the Benito Juarez High School. And lo and behold, there were over 100 people there, all pretty angry, with a tax bill in hand saying, what is going on? If a grandma, for example, has a three-flat, and her three-flat then has a new construction right next to her, her three-flat now is being valued the same as the new construction. And that is also unfair. It turns out that our building, according to the assessor, has been compared to a nearby Amazon distribution center.
Oh, geez, there's no comparison from a bookstore to an Amazon distribution center. So what's heartbreaking about me is if people in the Pilsen neighborhood get priced out, you lose the flavor of your neighborhood. You lose the integrity and the heritage, and Amazon probably will move in with one of their to-go stores or something.
That's probably right, and it just seems very ironic that it would be Amazon that have caused the situation for us. At this point, we don't know where to go. We have been appealing. Unfortunately, the appeal date expired yesterday. And so one of the requests that we have from some of the coalitions that are being formed now is to extend the appeal date to at least the end of the year to give people more of an opportunity to be able to protest and find out what is going on. It's already pretty difficult, as you look at all these numbers, to understand what an EAV factor is and how to do the multiplication of a tax rate. But then once you do it and you go to Cook County Tax Portal, you can punch in your address and you can see the tax calculator and how they come up with this strange number that inevitably affects us all.
Well, I did the same thing. I mean, because that window of appeals is open mm-hmm. just for a short amount of time. And by the time you try to process what is going on, you download the forms, you try to get a phone call in, pretty soon that short window has closed. And a lot of people said, well, you just have to hire a lawyer. Like, I have to hire a lawyer to appeal my taxes? And they're like, well, it's not really a lawyer. It's a firm. So basically, it costs you money to try and navigate a government, a state, or a local website. So what do you want to happen? And by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Juan Huron. He has a bookstore in Pilsen, and his property taxes went from $26,000 to $85,000 overnight. And like many small business owners, it looks like he could be priced out of the neighborhood, out of the building that he's held since 1985. So, Juan, what is it that you want to see happen?
I would like to see a new evaluation or new reassessment in our area. And I'd like to have more people look at their actual tax bill and find out what's going on. If you have to revert to a tax appeal attorney, it's going to cost a lot of money because obviously they need to make a living and they will be charging us a third or whatever the savings are. But if the basis is so high, then you end up paying several thousands of dollars. So I would say, please, Mr. Assessor, extend our tax appeal time deadline to the end of the year. Do better reassessments of our area. And then, of course, don't price us out. I mean, we want to keep the flavor of our neighborhood. We want to keep bookstores. We want to keep good restaurants. We want to keep it something that's friendly for people to come in and affordable. But at these levels, it would just be impossible. And it would be called the graying of Pilsen, where everything becomes gray buildings. And people talk about the fires on the West Coast, but believe me, we seem to be on fire here in Pilsen.
Well, I feel for you, and I will be watching how this all unfolds and keep us up to date as well, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate the concern, and hopefully we'll get some kind of relief soon.
And Juan, what's the biggest selling title at your bookstore over the past week or two, or month?
I'm Not Your Favorite Mexican Daughter.
Is that really it? Right. I've heard yeah. about that. I've heard it's big, right?
It's a wonderful read. It's based out in Chicago. It talks about Wicker Park. It talks about Cicero. And it talks about navigating between both worlds, being bilingual and sometimes finding it difficult to either not being accepted by the mainstream English market and then not being accepted by the traditional Mexican market. So it's a very good read, one of those that you just can't put down.
Well, I'm going to pick it up. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time that you've given us.
Oh, you're welcome. Juan Huron, Huron Bookstore in Pilsen.